Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I first want to say thank you to my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all the 35 countries around the world that tune in on Friday. And I also want to say, if you'd like to speak to our guests, Jamie and Daniel, dial 347-945-6003. And hit the one key. That lets me know that you want to talk on the air because this is a live broadcast. But if not, you can sit back and chill and drink your lemonade and iced tea and just listen in because we want to take this thing live really quick. But we first want to say hello to my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. How are you? I'm camping tonight. How about you?
Okay, well, I'm not camping, but enjoy yourself, and I see you on location. Yeah. Well, I hope that you have a great time, you know, while you're out there, and I hope I don't hold you up too long with our guests, but without further ado, I want to introduce our special guests, Daniel and Jamie Bertinelli. I hope I messed
that
up.
That's correct.
Okay, yay! I said,
yes, you did a great job.
Yes, thank you very much. Now, for people who don't know, these two people are talented couple. You know, I had surgery this week, and I was at the register giving up the information before we took me up to surgery, and I saw a picture that one of these people did, I don't know what it was, Jamie or Daniel, of a sketch by pencil, and it was phenomenal. My mouth dropped open, and I had to ask the lady, I said, who did this, you know? So, you know, I should be rusting, but I have with these people on the air today because they are talented. And let me tell you this, before we get off the air, they're going to get off some information because Christmas is coming up. If you want that special guest that's going to wow the people that you give it to, these are the people that you want to get their work from. They got an assortment of stuff, not just sketching, burning on wood and all kinds of stuff, but without further ado, I'm going to introduce them because they can tell their story better than I can. How y'all doing, Daniel and Jamie?
We're pretty good.
We're good. How are you?
I'm so happy to have y'all here. Bless your heart. You know, that y'all came in on the last moment, you know, because a lot of times on Fridays, it's really hard to get people wanting to do interviews on Friday because, hey, that's the weekend. So what can I say? So can one of y'all tell me a little bit about yourself and how long you've been married and how did y'all come together, you know, and the same mutual love for the world of arts?
Absolutely. So I'm Daniel Bertinelli. And I drew the picture that you saw there, so I'm glad that you saw it. That makes me feel really good that you enjoyed it and felt empowered to get us on here because that's really great. We appreciate the opportunity. I've been an artist ever since I was a child. I would open up a notebook, grab the crayons, and draw whatever came to mind, whether it was vampires or hamburgers or dogs, whatever. I just drew it, and whatever came to mind. And I carried that through my high school years and took that on into college as well. And in my final year of high school, I started publishing children's books, and I have 5 children's books now that are out and 1 novel that I started because I got into writing as well.
Okay.
So I've just had a very artistic life because I also got into wood burning just recently when I got married to Jamie.
Okay.
And we'll let Jamie tell you a little bit about herself as well.
Okay.
Yeah, Jamie. My entire life, my grandmother was an artist. She did oils, and I've been drawing and painting ever since, mostly cartoons. I love doing cartoons, like little caricatures of cats, dogs, whatever, funny little stories. And I also have a children's book I wrote a couple years ago and a adult coloring book with some monsters.
Wow,
yeah.
Y'all are so perfectly matched. I mean, you know, talking about, you know, being equally yoked, man, y'all, that's phenomenal, man. I've never seen 2 couples that, you know, like, y'all miss perfectly, you know? And
oh, yeah.
I'm going to let Chris ask his question first because I got a lot of questions. and I don't know whether or not he's seen in your work. You know, but Chris, you can ask the question right now, darling.
Okay, I guess this question could go for both of you, Jamie or oh, I'm sorry, I'm having a brain fart. Daniel. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're fine.
It's funny because I have a cousin named Daniel, so I should remember that. But anyway,
yeah.
I don't know who does the wood carving. But how long does that usually take?
So that would be me. I do the wood burning. It can take. It can take anywhere from a couple of hours for a smaller piece to up to 12 hours for an extra large piece. The longest I've taken is about 12 hours to complete one. It was probably about a 2-foot long piece.
Alligator.
Yeah, there was an alligator, actually. It was featured on Fox 10 News, and it was about 2 feet long, 12 inches wide. So.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
okay.
Yeah, I do a lot of the things I start doing around the holidays are things like pet portraits and things like that. And those just range from usually if it's a small one, like I said, a couple hours to 6 to 8 hours usually for a pet portrait.
Well, let me ask y'all this. How did y'all meet? Was y'all going to college at the same place in the same art class? How did y'all run into each other?
Well, we actually met at work. We wound up both working at a print shop together just out of just, you know, luck. And we met and we became best friends, and here we are.
Yes.
Yeah, at a print shop.
Yeah, I was.
Well, let me ask you, Daniel, when you first started working at the print shop, I mean, before she started telling you the things that she could do relating to art, did you see her and say, man, I'd like to talk to that honey right there?
I sure did. She may not have done the same about me, but I did. just after a couple of days, we talked and we knew how close we were and how much we had in common. It just felt like I had known her forever, so it was very easy to get to know her further.
Instant best friends.
Instant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what is the different things that you do, Jamie, and what are the different things that you do? Because I know Jamie said you was in around oil paintings, and Jamie was talking about sketching and the wood burning. What are y'all separate artistic abilities, or do y'all both do the same, just have different styles?
I do most of the paintings and watercolors and little cartoons, and Dan does most of the wood burnings and does very good, like, accurate pet portraits, and he can draw people and just very beautifully. Yeah, very, yeah. Almost like a Xerox machine.
I know when I was in art going to school, I did a little bit of the little wood stuff. We had a piece of wood that we had, this tool that we had to carve out the picture first, that's all I can remember. But, yeah, I'm so impressed. I wish people to go to the link and see some of the beautiful stuff that y'all have done. And on that note, I'll let Chris ask his next question.
Okay, Daniel and Jamie, this question's for both of you again. What is the best part about working with each other? What is, the best part about working as a couple?
For me, the best part about working together is that it doesn't feel like work. It's just an everyday wonderful experience to hang out with her and be with her and to do art together. It's like we get to hang out all the time, so it's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We never get to miss the important
moment. I was going to say carpooling.
Carpooling, definitely.
Yeah, the plus of the gas prices.
Yeah. Well, and I did want to clarify too. I draw portraits of people with pencil. I'm still working on mastering that with wood burning. I'm using different tools now to make a smoother burn so that the skin and everything turns out the way it's supposed to. I wish I was at that point. So I've had a couple commissions come through that people wanted, the wood burnings of people. But right now, that's hopefully by next year sometime I'll be
An expert
better equipped to do that with the new tools I've got. So that I am working towards that.
Well, I'm sure that it's not going to be nothing, because when you love to do what you do, it's not working. It comes out easy, you know. So we're going to take a little small break, and we're going to be back in 2 and 2. Don't go nowhere. And we'll be right back.
Okay.
Reach out to touch, then realize you're miles away. And every chance I took for granted, never again, I won't let you go. I'm like a heart without a soul. So
job, but we do have a business together for our art. It's called Burt and Ollie Creative.
Oh, wonderful, mm-hmm. And which state are y'all located in?
Alabama.
Okay, so y'all do ship all over the United States though, right?
We sure do. We ship to all kinds of places, all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's wonderful. At least the mail mm-hmm. haven't slowed down.
That's true.
But Chris, you can ask your question, darling.
Okay. This question is for, you know, Daniel or Jamie. Which is the easiest, doing your artwork or, you know, I also understand you guys author books. So is the writing process easier or is the physicality of artwork easier?
Well, it depends. Yeah, it depends on what mood I'm in. So if I feel more relaxed and I kind of want to just, you know, not think about what I'm doing, I'll do artwork because that's when I can just be free with it. When I'm writing, it's a lot more structured. And so I'm thinking and trying to detail out, you know, the plot and the characters and everything. So all that has to be more structured and tiresome. So I've written a young adult novel. It's about a young child in high school that's bullied. And I was bullied when I was young, and it shaped me. And I'm, you know, I look back at it now and I wouldn't change it because it's really allowed me to see, you know, life and people in a different, you know, aspect because, you know, a lot of that just, it shapes you to be a different person. But I was overweight when I was in high school and I was just made fun of a lot. So this book kind of takes that and how this child deals with it through art, but also it's fantasy too because he draws a symbol in the back of his book and it activates his book. So anything he draws in it kind of comes to pass. And he makes some bad decisions about, you know, what he draws and he has to deal with those consequences. And ultimately, you know, finds out that, you know, revenge on people is not the best way to handle it. And it's not what you need to do. It's to forgive and ultimately forget if you can. But I mean, that's, you know, a lot of people have problems as well and we don't know what they're dealing with. It still is no excuse for them to bully you, but you know, you learn and you grow from it.
Well, you know, Daniel, I too was bullied as a child. I know I've seen on TV, I can't recall the exact web address for Stop Bullying. Maybe if you just put in Stop Bullying, that might show up because maybe you can offer your books, you know, incentive, like I'll give you so much off if you buy 50 or 100 copies because bullying is a thing that just seems that I can't believe that children are so vicious that they just got to pick at you, you know what I'm saying, all the time. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard two people say they weren't bullied, you know, and you don't have to be overweight, you know. In my case, I had a fat butt, you know, and now that's the thing to have. But back then as a kid, you know, being skinny and having a butt, man, oh, they call me basketball butt, all kinds of terrible things that, you know, kind of hurt. Mm-hmm. And it kind of made me, like, you know, like, I don't want to do it to nobody else because I know how it made me feel. So maybe you ought to invest into that, you know, try to find a website because you could probably sell some of your stuff, your work, you know, about bullying. Because I don't know, but a lot of people have been through that, and it's sad that the way you grow up as children really have a happy life. I realize some don't. But, you know, and I think, like you said, Daniel, sometimes you don't know what people go through, and a lot of times that could be the reason why they bully, because they could be at home and they could be treated bad. And so this is the only way they feel they got some control by antagonizing and hurting other people. That's pretty sad. So this next question is for Jamie. Jamie, when y'all got married, did y'all display any of your artwork? Did that come into the scheme of your wedding plans?
It did, actually. And during our wedding, we actually had paintings that we had created, and we used them as part of our centerpieces for our art, and we actually decorated everything for our wedding ourselves. And, you know, it was pretty magical, actually.
It sounds like
yeah.
It sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, you had such a great question before. Go ahead and throw out another great question.
this question is for both of them, Daniel or Jamie. We're winding down, you know, with summer. So, what is your favorite summer things to do during the summer? Summer hobbies.
stand inside and painting in the air conditioning.
I hear you.
I think I will second that.
Yes. Yeah. Anywhere there's AC.
Yeah, we do like to go down to the pier and, you know, enjoy that, but it's at a certain time in the day where you're not going to be overheat and they're going to get drenched by the rain. So, yeah, I think we're both the same in that respect, too.
I agree with y'all because I haven't even been to the beach here because it's just been so hot and sticky, you know, and I've been down to the pier, but I stayed in my car with the AC on watching the birds and people walking their dog, but I said, I'm not getting out of that, man, because I ain't trying to have no heat stroke. But why don't y'all tell us a little bit about how somebody can get a hold of y'all products, how much they cost, and a reminder, they do ship in the United States. You know, if you want somebody to ship out of the country, man, you have to pay extra for that. But they do ship in the continental United States. Maybe even Canada, because that's not too bad to feed this ship to Canada. But tell them about how, you know, they can get y'all work and reach y'all.
Well, we do have a website. It's BertinelliCreative.com. And then all of our books are also sold on Amazon. So there's, if they like to shop on Amazon.
For our listeners, because they're not going to get it right. Spell your last name so they know exactly the right website.
Yeah, it's Bertinolli, which is BERTAGNOLLI, and then creative.com.
Okay.
And then we also, if there was
.com, it broke up a little bit when you said your last name. What was the after your last name?
Oh, it's Bertinolli. So Bertinolli, BERTAGNOLLI, creative.com. That's our website.
Yep, and then if you're local, we have several shows that we're going to be doing. We're going to be at the Eastern Shore Center on September 1st, and then we're also going to be at the Daphne Jubilee Art Fest on the 15th of September, the Honey Bee Festival on the 5th of November, and then we're going to be at the St. Lawrence Catholic Church in December.
Way to go, way to go, yes. All right, man. That's awesome, that's awesome. Well, would y'all like to give a shout-out before we go? And I hope you give a shout-out to Sabrina. I don't know her last name because, thank God, I saw your work at her station at the hospital.
Yes, I'd love to give a shout-out to Sabrina Williams. She's my sister from another mother. I've known her for a very long time, and I appreciate all that she does for me, and I do appreciate it. And all my family who, they're at a birthday party tonight, my twin nephews, they have a second birthday party. Today is their actual birthday. We had a little get-together this past weekend, but they all went to get them some pizza. So I just want to say thank you for all their support as well.
And I'd like to say hello to my little sister, Jennifer, and my daddy.
Oh, that's so sweet. Now, I tell y'all, it's the weekend. Be careful. Y'all got a little bit more time to get to that birthday party and enjoy yourself. And thank you. And like before, this is home.
You.
If you ever want to come back, just call me. We'll get you back up here. And look, y'all, don't forget, you got birthdays. You got anniversaries. You got Just Because I Love You gifts. You got Christmas. A lot of things coming down the pike. They get your order in so they can ship it out in time. And thank you again so much for being here on the show. And Chris, anything you'd like to say, darling?
I just want to concur and say I also thank Daniel and Jamie for coming on the show, and I apologize for my mishaps today.
No!
I wish I had one of them hot hamburgers. They're probably gonna be cooking on the grill.
Yes,
I wish I had one of those hamburgers though. Well, thank you y'all, and y'all have a blessed day, and we'll talk to y'all again in the future. So tune in to
Thank you both so much. Wow. Yeah. You are bad, bad, Miss Bad. bop, bop, bop.